All right, 10 minutes gone past the hour of 4, and it's time for us to switch to our next conversation, still related to the happenings, the political happenings in River State. And this time, I'd like us to talk about the River State House of Assembly speakership. That's what I like us to talk about, the River State House of Assembly speakership. And it's necessary that we talk about this, because yesterday, while the political drama was unfolding in the state, we heard several reports from several quarters, and it was coming in thick and fast, right? So yesterday, at the start of the day, in the morning period, we had that about 23-24 lawmakers in River State sat at a part of the River State House of Assembly complex. Remember that the main auditorium was gutted by fire on Sunday night. Remember that story, right? And so they sat and they came with certain motions, one to suspend 4 members of the House, one the majority leader, talking about Edison Ehie, and then the other motion was the impeachment notice, the impeachment procedure against the River State governor. Now, towards the evening period, we received another report that Edison Ehie had become the new speaker of the River State House of Assembly. And according to the report, he had the backing of 26 lawmakers. I do not know how that has happened. One part we had 24 thereabout. On the other part, it said to have been 26. I do know that in total, we have 32 member assembly. I think we've lost one. Is it one or two? I need to be sure about the figure. I will do my research now. But the truth is, it's about 30 lawmakers at the River State House of Assembly. And if that is the case, I'm wondering where the figures of 26 and 24 are coming from. And that's why I've invited over the phone Dr. C.A.J. Chinwo, who is a constitutional lawyer, to come help explain how these things work, to come give us an insight to what the Constitution really says on how to become a speaker and how to remove a speaker of a state house of assembly. Welcome to you, Dr. Chinwo. Welcome on the show. Welcome on AdFacts.
Thank you, Canada. It's my pleasure to be here.
All right. So, first of all, let's get your thoughts as a lawyer, as one who, explains and upholds the Constitution. What would you say about the drama that unfolded in River State yesterday?
Thank you very much. Well, let me speak first as a citizen of River State, a stakeholder in River State, and to say how embarrassed I am, and I'm sure most Rivers people are, at the incidents that we saw yesterday. It was a show of shame that members of one party who claim to be holding their mandate in the interest of Rivers people will dance so naked in the streets, from the governor to the members, the speaker, to all of them. It was a lot of embarrassment that for the second time in maybe a little less than 10 years, River State is, a little more than 10 years, River State is in the news for the wrong reason, starting from the House of Assembly. It used to be in the first Republic Western House of Assembly that we had such things, but River State, they have succeeded in putting us into very bad light as the place in the House of Assembly. They fight, they kill each other, and do all kinds of unspeakable things. So it's embarrassing as a Rivers person. Now, as a lawyer, to say that impeachment is a very important technical procedure that people carrying it are expected to abide strictly by the law, because are dealing with the political right of somebody who was elected by the people, whether as of the presidency or as the whole state. Matters have gone up to the courts, particularly the case of Inakoji and Adeleke. The Supreme Court has made it very, very clear that in impeachment, you have to strictly abide by the rules. And that is where we are going to find a lot of problems or challenges in what happened yesterday. Whether you're impeaching the governor or impeaching a member of the house. One of the rules that the Supreme Court found in that case is that you cannot sit any other place except in the parliamentary place.
Let me get you correctly, except you're sitting.
You can't sit. Yes, except in the statutory place, that is now the House of Assembly, the one in Moscow Road, in River States. You can't sit in another place and conduct parliamentary proceeding except there. That is one. Number two.
Dr. Chinwo, I have to pause you now. So, given the fact that the plenary hall was gutted by fire, could they have used another hall at that premises to hold plenary?
Within that premises, or maybe within that premises, they can by resolution. It's their own building. All of the House of Assembly is their building, so they could perhaps use another hall in that premises.
Okay.
But when they go outside the fence, or as it were, of the building, it raises a lot of issues, which is what happened in that case. Because in that case, members of parliament went to sit in a hotel outside the parliament's building in Oyo State, Ibadan. So that's what I'm talking about. And then apart from the venue, there's also what is known as parliamentary time. You can't sit beyond, before or after the parliamentary time. And that is another challenge. And so in this case, the Ige group, seem to have sat in government house, questionable. The Martin Amewule group seem to have started sitting before parliament, even before workers in the civil service came to work. That's another question. So you find that it's like two gang of thieves. Sorry to say that, but let me say it's because when people are breaching the law, they're almost like thieves. So it's like two gang of thieves who couldn't keep the rule. So no group has a bona fide claim now to doing the right thing. So that's what I see about what happened yesterday as a lawyer.
All right. Okay. So let's take it slowly now. This is an impeachment process, and as you know, it's not a one-day event. It's a series of events. It starts with the first motion, and then a notice to the governor, and then another motion, and then the chief judge is called upon to set up a seven-man committee, and then the seven-man committee investigates, and it's like a court, and the governor and the assembly members come and they argue as to what gross misconduct is, and then after the resolution they come back again for another sitting and they pass another vote, or is it to Ted's majority, and that's the process. It's not a one day event. So now the question then is, the speakership is very, or who the speaker is very important to this process, and that's why we now have a faction. So what are some of the things that would make a seating legal? Because some people on the street have talked about the maze. Some people have talked about the clerk. Now, you have talked about the venue and the time. So can you give us some more details as to what makes a plenary, a legal plenary?
Yes, a plenary is legal when as stated, meet in the right time and have the right quorum. Every house has a quorum for plenary, and they have a quorum for committees. So if they meet the quorum of the house for sitting, there are 31 of them now, 32 statutorily, but I know one colleague of mine died recently.
Okay.
So if they have the quorum, and that quorum is not quorum of those they choose, quorum of all the members of the house. Do you understand?
Yes.
So if they have that quorum, they sit, then the house is properly constituted in the proper place, in the proper time. And of course, the speaker must be there. Or if he's not there, deputy speaker authorized by him or by the vote of the whole house is there in the presence. Because there's no leader, a group is not properly constituted. When this is there, the issue of mace is a symbol of authority. It doesn't confer legitimacy or authority or take it away. if the right persons are there. But if they're not there too, then that you're carrying the mess, I can't go and carry the mess on the House of Assembly and say, because I have it in my office, my office has become the House of Assembly of Rivers State. No, if you can't take the mess and go to the House of the Traditional Ruler or the House or the Governor House and put it there and say, look, because of this, this is the right House of Assembly sitting. No, it's not so. It must be at the right place. So it's a symbol of the authority of the right group being seated to do the right thing.
Okay. Let me ask this question now. Like I said, in one of the seating, in one of the, you know, there are two factions now. We're looking at two factions. In one of the seating, there was set to have been 23, 24 members. In another, there was the talk about 26 members. So let's paint the picture. Let's say in the first seating, yes, indeed, 24. And then some people in that seating decided to change their mind and join, you know, the other group and made it 26. Does it make it, is there a problem with that?
Well, I think, yeah, because when I saw on television yesterday, Mr. Ehie was saying that 16 members from the Abu cross-competed and joined him. And I said he has done well to shift that. He's done very well. But my problem again is that they didn't sit in the proper place to constitute the House of Assembly. The Governor House is the office or the house of the executive governor. There is separation of power, and that is why that's the significance of the venue. There is separation of power, so House of Assembly has its own venue. So if they have the proper number but sit in the wrong place, even if they have the mess as they claim, it still raises the question as to legitimacy.
The reason why I asked the question, I understand where you're coming from, but the reason I asked is because, you know, in the first place, for there to be an adoption, all of the members who were present and agreed to it will sign. Correct me if I'm wrong. So if they had signed and then they had moved over to, you know, the other side and still signed, will there not be signatories to two legal documents?
Now, signing what? The impeachment notice or the agenda of the House for the day?
The agenda of the House for the day, all the motions. No, the impeachment notice also part of a motion. So when
if they read the agenda of the House and all the members there say this is the agenda, we adopt it, it becomes the agenda of the House. But like you already stated, impeachment is not a peremptory thing. You just wake up and say we're finished. Official impeachment of a governor, and even the House impeachment of a House officer, there are in the rules of the House of Assembly of River States, those rules have to be followed. I was surprised when I saw the speaker reading that they didn't even show the television, who were not kind enough to show the 24 members. We only saw him saying that 24 members voted, no abstention. The people I saw in the group he was leading were not up to 10. I didn't see those who went with the EGA in the House of Assembly, the government house. So, but the important thing is that if they are doing that in the right place, in the right time, then they must also have signed and follow the procedure. Before, the courts were like indifferent. Whatever you decide, but of recent, since 2007 or so, the courts is now becoming particular about you following the procedure that you laid down. Because you are terminating somebody who was elected by the electorate of the state or of the constituency, you should follow that procedure strictly. In doing the same, you didn't, because difficult.
All right.
In this case, from what I saw on television and the news that's going around, none of the groups actually followed any procedure that's proper.
All right. So we'll go for a quick commercial break, but the question I want to ask you now is, since the two sides, the divide of the House of Assembly, have not followed legal procedures and illegalities have characterized the procedures, what then is the real state of things at the House of Assembly? A quick commercial break when we come back. Thank you very much.
Hard facts on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, 27 or about 28 minutes now, gone past the hour of 4. I am Kala Dakorubatsebo. I guess I forgot to introduce myself earlier. That's how much I am drawn to the conversation we are having. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Hard Facts at 92.3 Nigeria Info, and I have a guest, Dr. Chukwuma Chinwo, who is a constitutional lawyer, once upon a time a lecturer at the River State University. And we've been looking at the River State House of Assembly speakership, the drama that unfolded yesterday, got us... reading reports where on one side there is the speaker elected Amiwule, Honorable Amiwule, and Honorable Eyi, who also, according to reports, emerged as speaker yesterday at Government House. Even the governor of River State on his X account posted a congratulatory message to Honorable Eyi as the new speaker. And so we're looking at it from the legal angle. And my guest, Dr. Chinwo, has been saying that both sides did not strictly follow the legal proceedings, as enshrined in the Constitution. And so my next question then is, if the both sides did not follow the letters of the Constitution, then which faction is going to be recognized by the Constitution? So welcome back, Dr. Chinwo, and please can you help us with that question? Yeah, please can you help us with that question? Are you there?
Then the
We didn't get you for a while, so can you start from the beginning?
Okay, you can hear me now?
Yeah, loud and clear.
Okay, I said if all the deeds have no legal foundation, it means that situation of facts remain as they were as at maybe Sunday night or before the test group started meeting, because he can't build nothing or something on nothing. So the position is that Martin Amiwule, in the eyes of the law, is still the Speaker of the River State House of Assembly. And again, it also means that the Eyi is still the leader of the House.
Okay.
It also means that if they had any idea for impeaching the governor, it is still at the stage of maybe first reading where they have to present the motion if it cannot be properly presented. So nothing has changed except the destroying of the structure of River States, because people are personalized government, so otherwise all of them should be facing criminal trial for burning the structure of River States.
Okay, you're saying that the plenary held by Amiwule is not legal because of timing. I want to make sure, because someone just sent a message.
That's the point. They didn't sit during parliamentary hours.
Parliamentary hours is from when to when? Parliamentary hours is from when to when?
I think it's from 8 o'clock. The earliest is 8 o'clock, from what we have known. The earliest is not 9, but the earliest is 8 o'clock. They didn't sit during parliamentary hours, maybe to 6 in the evening, or whatever time they adjourned, they decided to adjourn. Of course, I can tell you, River State House Assembly in the last 12 years have not sat up to 3 consecutive hours. They all sit when the governor wants them to sit, but assuming they are giving them a view that they're sitting properly, it must be from parliamentary hours, which I'm sure from 8 o'clock till about 6 o'clock or so, thereabout. And then if they also sit in any sit at the parliamentary venue, which is the House of Assembly or within the premises there. The government house is definitely not. The court of River State is not. My office is not now. And any office outside there, even if it's Commissioner of Police office, is not the parliament, it's not the parliamentary venue.
Okay, so for the sake of future conversations, yeah, and future political happenings in the state, let's say the House decides to seat at the right venue and decides to seat at the right time. I mean, of course, putting into consideration the auditorium that was gutted by fire. What is the procedure again? How are they, if they want to suspend, if they want to remove the speaker, if they want to suspend a member, if they want to give a proper notice of impeachment to the governor, what should be the House procedure as written in the law?
Yes, it's a very serious procedure to remove, say, the governor of a state. It's very serious. So the whole House has to be properly constituted. As a matter of fact, every member of the House ought to be present and sitting. Then every member will be served the notice of impeachment containing the items of indictment that they want to charge. They say this is what he's guilty of. Of course, the constitution has a sub an alternative, which is like saying what they call misconduct can be that they don't like the look of their face. We don't like the clothes they're wearing. The first one is gross misconduct, which is defined. The second part is whatever the House of Assembly considers as gross misconduct, which is giving sharp knife to the hand of wicked people to slay themselves. So, but you must serve that tradition to every member, and it will be read to the House in first reading. Then, when that is done, and the members say, go on, we'll go on, then the Speaker will immediately, they will not investigate it, they won't discuss it. The Speaker will now have a responsibility to write to the Chief Judge to appoint a 7-man committee of persons who are trustworthy, independent, non-biased. I hope that they can do that. They can find such persons. And then when they find such people, those people will investigate them within a period of 7 days or thereabout, and then give the person to be impeached opportunity of fair hearing to be heard, to present his own side of the case. And if they do that, thereafter they can write their report and send to the House. If their report said that we didn't find that person guilty of any of the things charged, it ends there.
Okay.
But if it says we find him guilty, then the House will vote. And in the voting, you must get 2/3 of all the members. In a 32 member house, then we're talking about 32 divided by 3 times 2, so you get that. So when you get that number, then they must all vote. And normally in this one, the voting is writing, it's not just, in the show of hand, writing, but it's not voice votes.
Okay. Are you there? All right, we have in some network difficulties. I mean, this is Nigeria, so sometimes the network is below par. We lost connection for a bit. Yeah, we lost connection for a bit. So welcome back.
Sorry.
All right.
I said is that after the committee submits its report, then you must, the House will now vote. If the report is that it's not guilty, it ends there, no voting. But if it says guilty, then the House will vote in plenary and that 2/3 of all the members of the House, not those present, all the members of the 32 member House, you must get at least maybe 21, 22. What do you want to be 22? 2/3.
Yeah,
20, 22. 22.
Yeah.
It can be more.
Okay.
Okay, 22.
Yeah. So then, when you want to suspend a member of the House, what is the procedure? Or you want to remove the Speaker of the House, you know, either of these. What is the procedure?
The procedure is not as elaborate, but what is emphasized most is that he must be given the right of fair hearing. Whatever you accuse him of, he must have an opportunity to be able to present his own side of the case.
Okay.
So he can't come, like that's why the removal of the leader yesterday was a funny one. He can't come the same less than, assuming every sitting during parliamentary hours, with less than 1 hour, the man is not there. He didn't give the opportunity of inviting him. He said, those who are there, you hit the gavel. You see, the problem we're having is that people are getting to leadership without training and without having a proper observation, because the state parliaments in River in Nigeria has made it that even children can't learn anything. I remember I was telling one of the members of the House of River State, who was in my class, I was teaching. I said, why can't you even pretend so children can learn something? They can't even pretend and to do drama. So that's why they make the same mistake and it goes on.
Okay, so now I've just been sent a message. I'm going to throw the question at you. You said parliamentary hours. However, I have been,
yes.
The message before me is saying, what about emergency sessions? Because there are times when we've seen at the national level, even at the state level, emergency sessions have been called due to emergency situations. Could this have been one of those emergency situations, the burning of the auditorium of the House of Assembly, for instance? Could that have resulted?
Funny enough, emergency sessions are almost invariably at the instance of the leader of the House.
Okay.
That's the funny thing about this case now.
Okay.
Emergency sessions are almost invariably at the instance of the leader. Because he represents the government as it were, his government voice. He's also the voice of the leadership of the House. So he tells the chief whip to please call everybody. That's what we call it, whipping. It's like whipping everybody into line. Tell everybody to come urgently. The speaker's work is just to preside and give direction, but not. He doesn't have that power to call the House. The leader of the House is the one who has the authority to gather the House. It's an emergency. So if it's an emergency session, where was the leader of the house? In this case.
And when the and when the leader of the house did call a session, he did not call it at the right venue. That's what your argument.
Exactly. They called outside. So that's why I said the two sides. Yeah, it's comedy of errors or tragedy of error in this case.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to quickly open the phone lines. Let's see if we can take one or two questions, and then I throw them at you. I know you're very busy. You told me you're somewhere and you're working on something. But we're just going to quickly take one or two calls.
Incidentally, I'm working on a election petition brief. You know, my class has a petition against him. We want it to be removed, but we don't want it to be removed except in accordance with the law. That's where we operate. I'm fighting now for him to be removed. Law, but I won't support anybody to move in illegally.
All right then. Thank you very much. Let's open the phone line 0817-923-0002 and 0817-923-0003. What are your thoughts? I'd like to hear from you. Remember, we are live on Facebook, Nigerian for PH. Go drop your comments there. I would prefer it on Facebook. I read it, I promise you. We're also live on YouTube, Nigerian for PH. We're active on X, Nigeria Info PH. The WhatsApp number to send your messages to 0809-0306-416. This message says, I crave your indulgence in as much as I'm not directing you on how to run. Okay, all right then. Sorry, I'm moving on from that message. Emeka is calling from Owerri. Emeka, welcome on the show.
What is happening in River State?
Emeka, I can hear you now.
Okay. I said, what is happening in River State right now? It's a seed that is being sown. I love it too. But I want to differ when you said in the earlier program, when you said that when participants fight, the market suffer. I disagree somehow. This thing that happened in Anambra State during the time of Libya and Abakanjo. What they now did, was to embrace the masses, the poor people, they are not representing the streets. I want to tell you, the difference of the democracy in Anambra, within that area, that the local man did then, is still one of the best shows in Anambra State that are talking to you today. Let me tell you, if you see football yesterday, they now embrace the people, honorary people in the street. Even the medicine in his comment. So when these people, when they have a, when they call this crisis, when they have a discordant team, that is when they now embrace people and get the mind of the masses and start acting or doing something that will please the masses. So when they have a cordial and a very good relationship, you will not get what you are looking for. So what I'm trying to say is, I support Ubara 1,000 times. If he does not know how to handle this situation, let Ubara and Mr. Oba take care of the state. Because what happened between him and the same order. Today, Oba is in charge of the state. Let Ubara stand firm. Let him stand firm. And defend the tyranny that is looming in River State. Because if this people succeed now, I tell you, most of the River State will be accountable to one individual. One individual.
All right.
So anybody, whatever they want to balance his stand his leg, is to stand firm and defend democracy in River State. Somebody cannot be somewhere, one leg on one side, one leg on the other. Who are you? Somebody was there before you tell me.
All right, thank you. I've got to go now. I've got Braid from Transamadi. Braid, greetings. Welcome. What's on your mind, please?
Greetings to you, Mr. Matubo, and also the learned man.
Good afternoon. Quickly, go straight to the point now.
Yes, my question, one, is that can the River State House of Assembly give impeachment notice to the governor without them having a town hall meeting with their constituents? That's number one. Number two, 2015, River State House of Assembly sat at Government House and take decision, and it was upheld by the governor after then. And also, the last question, can the leader convey the house when there is an emergency? Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much for your time. I'll get to those questions shortly. Christian from Rupoku, welcome.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, welcome.
Mr. Chinua has spoken well. Okay, I have a brother who passed through Mr. Chinua, and when he talks as a lawyer, you know that human being is talking, and he always makes reference to Mr. Chinua. But I want to ask Mr. Chinua, as I was meant to know, I want to ask Mr. Chinua whether, while he was teaching other students the rightful thing in law, was Mr. Amewule them?
Christian, I'm sorry, I'll have to let you go. We're not here to attack the character or the personality of anybody. I've said this 1,000 times. Let's be civil. Let's ensure that we, you know, express ourselves constructively. I mean, we're talking for the solution and not to compound the problem that is already, you know, bedeviling Nigeria. So I'm going to move on from that. Let's take a look at what Eze Ken has got to say. Eze Ken, welcome.
Good afternoon, Canada.
Yeah, good afternoon.
I want to ask your guest, is it ideal for a one who was among, or allegedly among the people who did this impeachment movement to proclaim himself as a leader? Just as I overheard him through the radio.
Who are you talking about, please? I'm confused now.
I'm talking about the speaker, the one who proclaimed to be a speaker. Because I heard his name among the four persons.
But that's what we've been.
So is it ideal for that?
That's what we've been talking about all this while. That's what we've been discussing. Have you been listening?
Okay, that means the action is okay.
Have you been listening yet again, Ezekiel? Just keep listening and we'll
explain. Yes, I have been listening.
Because if you've been listening,
they went outside the premises, that both the former speaker and the one that proclaimed that they were all wrong for their deed.
So if you listen, then why are you asking?
To proclaim,
but you've already
that
told
he
you
is now the speaker of the house. While he is among those who they were pointing at.
Now, Ezekiel, I'm just going to quickly run through this for you. One, the suspension process was wrong, according to my guess. Secondly, the person who had people elect him outside the venue of the House of Assembly complex also did the process in the wrong way. So both sides, so that is the answer. There's no other way to answer your question.
Okay, that means that the man who proclaimed to be a speaker is doing what we don't know.
Ken, thank you very much. I've got to move on. Walter from Rupoku, welcome on the show. Walter, what is on your mind, please?
Good afternoon, Canada.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, Canada. Yes, like what I wanted to ask, I think somebody have asked. In the place they made impeachment, and then the person that claimed to be the speaker now, they placed at the government house. Is there the proper place all this should have been done? And then two, if he claimed to be the speaker now, has he passed the processes to be a speaker?
Okay, I think we've answered that question.
I want to ask the lawyer. And then three, the man that claimed to be your guest there, I've started to be corrected. And I said he's prosecuting the state governor. Why are we sure that all what he's telling us is telling?
Okay. All right, then.
Because he said he's prosecuting our city governor. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you very much, Walter. Dr. Chinua, now over to you. Series of questions for you. The first one is, can you give an impeachment notice without... without the legislators sitting with their constituents, is that possible?
Oh yes, Yes, now that is it. Now that's why they're in the House. They are deemed to be representing their constituency, so they'll collect it. And those of them who understand parliamentary responsibility will normally go back to their constituency and say, this is what is happening now. I have been invited to join in removing the governor. What's your opinion? But you know what really happens in Nigeria? They ask, they meet their political godfathers. They don't feel themselves obliged to the people, but in proper situation, that's what happened. But they not to be served them in the house. It's not in their village or in their constituency.
Okay. And another question is, can the governor give credence to any of the factions, you know? Remember I mentioned earlier to you that he had, you know, congratulated one side on his post on social media. Someone is asking, can he give credence? Does he have the authority to do that?
No. Governor is, for as far as that is concerned in law, he's just like any other person. Any friend of Edison who want to have a speaker's friend would have collected him all yesterday and saying, maybe making it dry the speaker. But that doesn't make him be a speaker. And if somebody didn't like Martin and say, thank God, you are no more speaker, that doesn't mean my speaker. So governor's correlation doesn't give him legality, but it only shows that that is the favored and preferred person to be governor. But that doesn't make him a legitimate speaker.
Okay.
Because the principle of separation of powers, they are all on their own, established by the constitution. So the one doesn't require the support of the other to be credible or legitimate.
Okay. And then somebody's also asking, and the question is about the right processes. I think we've already touched on that, but they want you to explain, you know. They want you to explain. I know I asked you the question like three times. No, but Doc, wait.
Sorry.
Doc, wait. Now, they are saying when it comes to a year, did he pass through the right process? That's the question that they're asking. Can you quickly give us the answer, please?
I said none of them pass through the right process.
Okay.
Simple, none of them. Whether the Martins group or EA group, I told you where the first are, either in terms of time or in terms of venue, in terms of number or otherwise. None of them.
All right. And then someone is also asking, since you are, working for a client who is challenging the position of the governor, is asking, have you told us what is in the constitution, or, you know, are you saying this based on a partisan view? Someone is asking.
Oh, thank you very much. I want to assure you, as unto God, that all I'm saying here is what I know is in the constitution. I'm not addressing my party issue because the thing is an issue, not that it's an election petition. So, in any case, Sim Fubara here as Martin, they're all of PDP. So, and earlier you would have said we're not concerned, but you see, they are the governor of River State, speaker of River State, leader of House of Senate of River State. So, I'm talking as a citizen of River State. What I only thing that to let you know that even that one seem not to be the governor because it doesn't, I feel it's not properly elected, but it should not be removed wrongly. That's how we reason as lawyers. It should not be removed wrongly. That's why we went to the tribunal. Right, even as I went to go to Abuja, we haven't done any coup against him. We have not led a match against him. We didn't go to the native doctor. We didn't even spend time to put against him. We have said, let the law run its course. And we wish that people will learn to do that. Remember, if it's going wrong, follow due process. Don't call it family affairs. You know, I was surprised and disappointed when I had some elders saying it's a family affair.
But how can it
be family affair to you? To burn the House of Assembly of Rivers, they say something like that. That's criminality with all respect to the elders.
All right. So your final words as we wrap the show up, what are your final words, please?
Thank you. My final word is, I see, when you allow one evil, it has a growing up little medicine, it becomes a big monster. PDP started as one evil, so it's not only themselves. Now it is leading River State to a big and embarrassing situation. Right from 2009, I met this time. In River State, if you go outside this state, nobody has a record for you with River State. That's why we're saying that River State should PDP should go outside and we take over.
All right, and thank you very much for your time, Dr. Chinwo. Thank you very much for your time. And that's the much we can have with our guests. But I'm going to read one more message. This one says, greetings, Kalada. Since the leader has the responsibility to convene emergency meeting, he has called emergency meeting at another venue at the right time because the House of Olo Chamber is burned and not fit for seating, and the House of Assembly gate was locked. In overall, there was riot and the police at the gate. What is your view, Anonymous? The gate, was it locked? I don't think the gate was locked because, you know, like I said, I did visit. However, that's a very good question, and probably I'll revert to my guest. But this one says, good evening. If anything happens to the location where the assembly members sit to make laws, is it not the responsibility of the governor to provide a new location for them? Smart from Agri Estate Port Harcourt is asking. However, it was just the auditorium of the assembly that was burnt. They had other places, other rooms within the assembly complex.